I'm watching a 17-year-old fill out a job application for a Jamba Juice in Oakland, California.
Now I'm giving them my name, last name, first name, middle name.
It's a name we won't be using in this story. We'll call him Andrew.
Okay, now I'm giving them my email.
When Andrew was 14, a high school freshman, he took a gun to school. A shocking act for many considering the recent events in Newtown, Connecticut. But he says he did it just to be cool. 3 years later, Andrew is haunted by that decision, especially as he reads this part of the job application.
Have I ever been convicted of a crime except minor traffic violations? And I will check yes.
In the box below, where it asks for specifics, Andrew writes weapon charges. It's pretty easy to imagine what an employer would think reading those two words. Little did Andrew know, they're words he could have kept to himself.
I'm just going to say this because it's really important. Adjudications are not convictions.
Rachel Johnson Farias is a lawyer at the East Bay Community Law Center in Berkeley. Adjudication is basically a fancy word for when a court finds allegations to be true, which sounds a lot like a conviction. But in California and many other states, cases that begin and end in juvenile court are never called convictions.
On job applications, if the question is, have you been convicted of any crime? If you don't have any adult convictions, you can say no.
But the answer would be a yes in states like Iowa, where juvenile records are public. And even in California, it could be a yes if the application asks about arrests instead of convictions. Confused yet? Many places have gotten rid of checkboxes asking about criminal history with laws called Ban the Box.
Essentially, what it does is it forbids employers asking about a person's criminal record.
That's Newark, New Jersey City Council member Ronald Rice. He wrote the city's Ban the Box law. It stops employers from asking about records until after they make a job offer. 43 cities and counties in 7 states have passed similar laws. Newark's is the most sweeping.
Continually penalizing people to not even give them the opportunity to apply for work is really anti-American, but it's also anti-business.
Anti-business, says Rice, because the whole economy suffers when people can't find jobs. But imagine learning at the very end of a hiring process that your top candidate committed rape or murder.
And you look at that and you go, oh my gosh, this just does not seem like it could be safe for my customers or in some cases for my employees.
That's George Allen from the Chamber of Commerce in Seattle. Allen's group fought early drafts of a citywide Ban the Box proposal because of costs and risks. Like, what if an employer rescinded a job offer after learning about an applicant's criminal record?
That applicant could turn around and sue the employer for unlimited emotional distress. And we just felt that that was just too heavy a hammer.
Allen says a new draft strikes a better balance. If the law goes through, Seattle employers will have more control, and applicants with criminal records might have a better chance at starting over. 17-year-old Andrew says it's all about redemption.
That never was really me. You can't really hold a person's past against them because the person could be different.
That may be what's inspired lawmakers in 8 more states from California to New Jersey to consider statewide Ban the Box laws, trying to figure out how much a person's past should affect their future. In Oakland, California, I'm Ashley Williams for Marketplace.